Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild thing called life. And today, we're diving deep into something that affects way more of us than we realize. Building a support network when executive function challenges are getting in the way. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, constantly chasing deadlines and to-do lists, but never quite catching up? You know, that feeling when your brain wants to do one thing, but your body is stuck doing another? Yeah, I get it. Executive dysfunction isn't just about procrastination. It's a whole spectrum of challenges with planning, organizing, starting tasks, and even focusing. And let me tell you, it can feel incredibly isolating. You start doubting yourself, wondering if there's something wrong with you, and that's where a strong support network comes in. Think of it like this. Imagine facing a tough hike alone versus having friends by your side, cheering you on, sharing the load, and maybe even pointing out some breathtaking views along the way. That's exactly what a good support network does for us when executive dysfunction hits hard. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to build that powerhouse of support around you. 1. Embrace vulnerability. This is not a sign of weakness, people. Sharing your struggles with others, whether it's friends, family, or even online communities, can be incredibly freeing. It breaks down those isolating walls and reminds you that you're not alone in this journey. Think about it. How often do we shy away from sharing our difficulties because we fear judgment? But guess what? The people who truly care about you want to understand, support, and help you navigate these challenges. 2. Find your tribe. You know that saying, misery loves company. Well, sometimes finding a community of people who get it is exactly what we need. Look for online forums, support groups, or even local meetups where people with executive dysfunction share their experiences, tips, and strategies. These communities can be incredibly valuable for learning from others, feeling validated, and gaining fresh perspectives on how to manage your challenges. It's like having a built-in team of cheerleaders and brainstorming buddies. 3. Don't be afraid to ask for help. This is huge, people. Remember that you don't have to go through this alone. Whether it's needing help with organization, motivation, or simply someone to vent to, don't hesitate to reach out to your support network. Be specific about what you need, a listening ear, practical advice, or even just a shoulder to cry on. They want to be there for you, so let them know how they can best support you. 4. Celebrate the wins. No matter how small, acknowledge and celebrate your victories. You finished that report? You managed to get out of bed today? That's awesome. Share those wins with your support network. It reinforces positive momentum and keeps you motivated. Remember, progress is not always linear, but every step forward deserves recognition. 5. Practice self-compassion. This one's crucial. Be kind to yourself, even on the days when things feel overwhelming. Executive dysfunction isn't a character flaw. It's a challenge that requires patience, understanding, and self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and support you would offer a close friend going through something tough. Remember, you're doing your best, and that's what matters most. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, someone I know who struggles with executive dysfunction. She's got big dreams but often feels overwhelmed by the sheer volume of tasks she needs to tackle. But Sarah has built an amazing support network, her family checks in regularly, her friends offer encouraging words, and she participates in an online forum for people with similar challenges. When she hits a roadblock, she knows she can reach out to someone who understands, gets her struggles, and offers practical advice or simply a listening ear. This support system helps Sarah feel less alone, more motivated, and ultimately more capable of achieving her goals. So, remember, building a strong support network isn't just about having people around you. It's about cultivating genuine connections where you can be vulnerable, share your struggles, celebrate your wins, and learn from each other. This network becomes your anchor during those turbulent times, reminding you that you're not alone on this journey. Let me leave you with this. Embrace vulnerability, find your tribe, ask for help, celebrate the wins, practice self-compassion. These are the building blocks of a powerful support network that can help you overcome executive dysfunction challenges and thrive. Remember, you got this. And if you ever need a virtual high five or someone to bounce ideas off of, hit me up on social media. I'm always here for you.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.